Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. My name is Sonja Sophie, and once again I am here with two of my favorite people in the world, the wonderful
Christina Sergun Powers,
Kundalini yoga teacher and educator, and the Tina wonderful
Thornton. Tina Thornton,
health practitioner, healer, and knows a lot about nutrition and how to help the body develop and how to take care of the body through nutrition. And that is one of the things we are going to focus on today. Is basically, we've been having this heat wave again, and you know, it is definitely different eating when it's extremely hot or extremely cold. And there are things that we can eat to help our body get through the heat wave or through a cold weather, and also the other way around. We could actually hurt ourselves or make things harder for ourselves by eating the wrong things. And that's what we are going to discuss today, is how to help our body feel better in this extreme heat and in different types of weather. So who would like to start talking about what are your experiences with noticing what you should or shouldn't eat, or what you should eat differently if, you know, the weather changes?
Well, I noticed right away my appetite is so little. So I eat very, very little. It's like I notice that I don't eat, I might eat one meal a day and maybe something lighter in the evening, maybe, you know, some light tea or light fruit, and that's just natural. I couldn't imagine eating any more because it would, you know, I feel like it would pull my energy down and I would be more tired. I'm one of those rare people who is amplified with the heat energy. But even me, I'm recognizing it's hot. I'm going, okay, this is a little hotter than I really, really like. Over that 95 degree mark, it's like, So the less I eat, the more my energy stays right up here. And as you know, with, you know, teaching and the, you know, family I'm raising, I got to keep my energy up. So it's been really up. I did notice, though, since you said that, you know, the kids that I'm feeding, my children, they're tired. They're so tired. And I'm feeding them things that I think they like. You know, they seem like they're hungry all the time. But one of them said to me, I'm tired all day long. So now I got to think, okay, because they're not as conscious of what they eat maybe as we are. We're sensitive. We know automatically. What do I need to feed these, you know, very giant, strong, athletic boys to keep their energy up? Because they have to do a lot of work in the heat.
Good point. Because you are, of course, very aware already of your body, very conscious about the messages that your body is sending. And yet out there, many of us, most people, have never really learned how to do that. And so when the weather changes, they might not necessarily feel or have the inkling of changing what they're eating, because they feel, you know, a lot of people feel, I need to eat breakfast and then I need to eat lunch and then I need to eat dinner and then I need to have so and so many snacks in between, and that's the way it is, and the weather doesn't really make a difference. And so they would continue to eat pretty much the same things, you know, more or less, maybe a little more ice cream, maybe a little less hot tea or something. But a lot of people will stay on their same schedule just because that is their schedule. Mm-hmm. And they feel that, if I need this one day, then I also need this on every other day. And so, yes, I guess something that you'll do this afternoon or later on today is rethink, what am I going to feed these guys throughout this heat wave that keeps them energized versus pulling them down and making them more tired than they need to be.
Yeah, and I noticed the one who particularly was telling me he's tired, he has stopped eating so much in the morning, and I was a little worried. He goes, I'm just not hungry. And then at night, I mean, they had a big, huge practice last night. He left half his plate, which usually you just don't see that. And I'm like, so I've noticed he is the more sensitive of the group. And so he's kind of naturally adjusting, and I'm just wanting to think, well, what should I feed them as far as meals? Because whatever I feed them, you know, it's not what I'm eating, to keep their energy up.
So, yeah.
One of the biggest things, too, is I think that gets all discombobulated is the water intake. you know, we, especially the heat, I know it seems kind of ironic, but sometimes we can let a chunk of time go by before we, you know, before we even are addressing that we're dehydrated. But if we can, 4 ounces every half hour of water, of going in just to keep the brain at peak functionality, is probably like the biggest thing that we could do right now, you know, with feeding ourselves, just really making sure the water is there for the brain. And if we can, with every half hour of activity, to get up for a minute and a half. I mean, because we're doing a lot of stuff sitting, a lot of stuff in front of the computers, many of our jobs. But if we can get up, you know, even for 90 seconds every half hour, get up and move, it's just going to really, really affect what we're taking in. It's going to affect also the functioning of the brain. I think that's probably the biggest thing with the heat, is just making sure that we keep hydrated and then let everything else kind of find a place. I nibble on herbs. I can't really explain why. When I'm up on the ranch, I'll gravitate toward eucalyptus, sucking on eucalyptus leaves, or I really like what is it? It's a basic herb. We don't necessarily think about eating sage.
I was going to say that too.
There's something about nibbling on those, the sage, and I think, I didn't grow up here. I know Sonia Sophie didn't. I know you didn't. But there's something about these particular plants that are that have grown here, and the level of antioxidants in the body, what they're able to pull and collect and unify within that plant structure here in the desert. I'm thinking that nibbling on these plants it seems very spot on. I feel very satisfied. The rosemary also is fantastic for the brain. I don't need as much food, but just nibbling on these herbs that are around us.
Now, do you nibble on the raw rosemary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the leaves, the pine leaves.
You can make tea also. Yeah. And you can
drop them in water.
You can have the tea cold. You know, you can just make the tea and then put it in the fridge, and then that can help with the water intake, if you just keep drinking the tea. And then that has to be herbal tea. So if you are thinking now, oh, let me make some black tea, that does not count. So if it's herbal tea made from fresh herbs, that would help.
Yeah.
And that is one of the biggest confusions that the brain messages that we get are hungry versus thirsty.
And tired.
So that tired comes from that misinterpretation. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when we feel hungry, we are actually thirsty. So that is one of the biggest miscommunications that we have with our bodies. So we're thirsty, we think, oh, I need to eat something. We eat something, now we're even more thirsty, really. And then we eat more, we continue to eat and feel worse while we're eating. And what we really needed to do was drink something. So that is a great tip, to just really make sure to continue to stay a little bit hydrated throughout the day, because our brain is mostly water, as are we. And with these hot temperatures, we are perspiring without noticing. So we're losing water all day long, but it's not staying necessarily as sweat on our bodies, because it's just evaporating. So we don't necessarily notice how much water we are losing. And therefore, it is really important to just bring that in, and if you can throw in some local herbs, that is perfect. For on so many levels. I mean, herbs are just great on so many levels.
Yeah, local honey. Fantastic.
I've been drinking turmeric tea the last month. So I just at Ralph's now, you can get the real turmeric root.
Really?
Just yes, as you can get the ginger, and it looks like a red ginger.
Mm-hmm.
So
spicy.
I take that and I just cut it in small pieces, throw it in my tea kettle. Yeah. Water on top, and then steep it for 10 minutes, and it makes a great tea. And what I do is I add like a rooibos tea with it, or some other tea where I like the taste. And this morning I actually added sage from my front yard with the turmeric. It just felt like I needed some sage. So I had that, and it's a great anti-inflammatory tea.
Yeah.
and you just keep drinking, and it tastes great cold, with even with ice cubes in it.
Fantastic.
So one other thing also is to have less sugar and less starches.
Mm-hmm.
So as you were mentioning, you bought potatoes and they actually went bad. And I said, because it's too hot. Summertime is not really potato time. Summertime is really the time when in Europe the potatoes grow.
Right.
And then you put them into the cold, not the attic, the other one, basements. You put them into the cold basements and they feed you throughout the winter. Because they stay good for so long in the cool temperatures. Right? And now summer is not the time to really have them around your house and eat them a lot. It's too much starch. Your body doesn't need so much starch in this heat.
Yeah.
And same with sugar, plain sugar. So for all of those who love to eat ice cream all the time, ice cream is not the thing to cool you down and make you feel better during the summertime, really.
Yeah.
You can have some, you know, once a week, have a little bit of ice cream, you know, it's probably okay. I actually had some ice cream last week because I just haven't had any and I felt like it. But I noticed right away that I was feeling more aggravated right after in the evening. Okay, so that sugar surge, I mean, I hadn't had much sugar in it, but that sugar coming up really was making me have a negative effect that I felt right away. So no sugar, no starch, as much as you can avoid that. So what would we bring in?
You know, there's a lot happening with people with autoimmune diseases here in the United States. I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, whether it's the vaccines, the genetically modified food, all of that. So, I mean, we were just talking about potatoes. If we can start to get to where we can take in more yams and sweet potatoes. I know they're not necessarily something that a lot of us maybe grew up with, but if we can start... You know, it is fantastic to use butter and rosemary and all of that on sweet potatoes. And a dash of umi plum vinegar is fantastic to really digest it. And I think we can uptake those a lot more efficiently than if we're trying to do like a typical mm-hmm. potato.
Yeah, there's definitely different nutrients and different... also, the digestion is different of them. The starches are different.
Oh, that's good. Right. Yeah, I was wanting to bring those in. None of the boys have ever eaten them except for Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a feeling that was something that might be better. So I'm glad you said
fantastic.
That.
And also salads. You know, having just lots of salads mm-hmm. with different, you know, cucumbers, tomatoes, but also a salad can have... little bit of quinoa mixed in with the green salad, with some radishes and a little bit of extra parsley and some olive oil and some extra spices on top that creates a nice different taste. Also making salad with the citrus fruits. So the citrus fruits are here, you know, in the summer. They're here all year round. But I made a salad the other day with grapefruit. Orange, so you same amount of grapefruit as orange, and you cut it, you take the skin off, and you keep the pieces of the flesh, the fruit flesh, and then add soaked walnuts, and add not too little parsley, and a little bit of olive oil, and then you put just a little bit of cayenne pepper. So all those ingredients are super healthy. And you have a little bit of sugar and vitamin C from the orange, and then you have the grapefruit, which is just really good for your system, especially this time of year. I think it really helps with digestion. And that combination of these different things that you usually wouldn't necessarily put together has an amazing taste.
Now, did you put that in a green leaf lettuce, or was that just
no,
the
that,
salad?
That I just put like that, but you could easily add a lot of greens if you want to make it more a bigger volume, so that would lend itself perfectly to just add on top of just a green leaf salad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
That sounds delicious. And then you've got, with your citrus, then that's turning on the key so that our body can uptake the calcium and the greens.
Exactly.
So it sounds
fun. Oh, yeah. And add some lemon juice on top of that. Yeah. So that, that's a great salad. And the thing is, if you have a huge portion of that, and so I always want to tell people, when people are telling me they're eating a lot of salad, you still need to eat four times as much salad, really. Because people are eating so little salad. When we go to a restaurant, we get some restaurants now have these nicer, bigger salads. But if it's a side salad, it's always this tiny little thing. It's nothing. Eat a lot more salad, people. And you can make salad tasty and as much greens as you can get. That is just, it fills you up. It gives you nutrients that no other food can give you, that your body can work with. And so especially in the summer, you can have a huge salad for dinner and that will be enough. You have very dense nutrients in the salad,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing that's really, really heavy. So by the time morning comes, your body has been able to digest it and now you are able to wake up refreshed because it doesn't cool down at night.
Right.
Right? So now you're still able to wake up refreshed and ready for the day. And you don't need to have necessarily a huge breakfast either. Yeah. A couple of fruits is really enough. And we don't have to be afraid that our boys, will fall from the flesh within eating a little bit less a couple of days. It's not going to happen.
Oh, this natural detox right now is fantastic. We can take that on. That's ideal.
That's what it feels like it to is. Me. A natural detox. I felt, I got under the sun a little bit more to get my vitamin D, and all of a sudden the sauna effect happened, and I'm just sweating profusely. I was like, oh, this feels great, and I felt so much energy coming from that.
Great.
Exactly.
And if you can leave it on, if you can let yourself sweat, if you've been in the sun, again, we're not super strong on, having to slather up with sunscreen or wash if you're going to the beach. It's better if we leave that acid mantle on our body and we go to the beach without having showered that morning. And if you can, let this, the effects of the sun and your body to be able to absorb that vitamin D, let it stay on a little bit before you jump in the shower. And then the digestion thing, I think we've talked about before. If we're eating a meal, if we can just, kind of stay away from drinking with the meal.
Yeah.
That's really, really, that's going to definitely make our digestion more efficient. And we're going to feel cooler. Our body's not going to be taking all of its resources to try to digest something because we've diluted our digestive acids down because we happen to be drinking with a meal. That's a really, really big piece in the heat.
That's what my grandmother said since I can remember, when I was a little girl. Don't drink with your meal. Don't drink with your meal. It's a hard concept to get through to my kids.
We don't grow up.
But eventually I think they will.
And it really is true.
I don't drink really. With the meal, so I couldn't imagine drinking with the meal.
I had times where I was drinking 1 liter of water with every single meal while I was living in Italy. So that's when I was all messed up on the inside, right? Couldn't sleep, had huge heartburn issues and all that, and inflammation issues galore. And your tip from the beginning to make sure that you have something like 4 ounces every half hour is really going to take care of the need to feel like I'm eating now and I have to be drinking a lot of water because I'm now really thirsty. So that's a problem that we have. We don't drink anything until that next mealtime. So now, of course, we are really thirsty because we haven't had anything to drink. And now we can't bear to eat without drinking. But if we just heed Tina's advice to just continue drinking a little bit throughout the day, then that half hour before and the half hour after a meal, we can skip that one half hour and have the meal without having to drink half an hour before or half an hour after. And that really will change your digestion. And if you have issues with indigestion, that will help take care of that. As funny as that may seem, because you might think if you have indigestion and you cannot go to the bathroom, you might feel like, well, I have to drink a lot while I'm eating. No, try out to keep yourself hydrated throughout the day and don't eat during the meal, and really see that that will impact you positively. It has for me.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And it, if you're like, I can't drink the water, another thing about getting the electrolytes in and everything like that, I mean, it really, really best to stay away from Gatorade. Stay away from things that, you know, high fructose corn syrup. You can make your own with, you know, like with a couple quarts of water. You can do a couple tablespoons of blackstrap molasses, squeeze a couple of limes, a pinch of salt. You've got a sport aid type of drink, but it's far, far more beneficial.
I think Christina is going to try that out. With the boys, I don't know.
Men in the house.
I'll try some things. The one thing that I know I've gotten my son to take is the Master Cleanse. He'll drink the lemonade.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great electrolyte boost.
Of course.
You want to tell people what the Master Cleanse is? Stanley Burroughs created the Master Cleanse, ironically, to help heal, you know, ulcers in the body. You think, it almost sounds like it's not possible, but what you want to tell people what's in the Master Cleanse?
Yeah, I would say, I'm just guessing amounts because I don't even measure anymore, but it's about a quart of water. I think I do a half to a whole lemon, depending on the taste, like a tablespoon, roughly, of maple syrup, grade B, and cayenne pepper. And you just, you know, stir it up or shake it up. And it, it does something. You guys probably know a whole lot more of what it does, but I've been taking that for like 2-3 years.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
High energy, detox, everything. Mm-hmm. Keeps your, sugar levels so that you're not craving the sugar. It's great. Energy-wise.
And with that, we're already out of time. So, everyone out there, we didn't get to talk about the cold weather because we just don't have any cold weather here right now. But, of course, if you are listening to this, most likely you will encounter some hot weather, and maybe you're even in L.A., Pasadena area or some other place that's really hot. And we hope that you can try out some of the tips that we had and that you will feel so much better, so much more energized, and that you particularly will also share this information with your friends, your family, and let them know that they can have a lot more energy in hot weather when they actually eat less and drink spaced out throughout the day versus having big chugs of water 3 times a day with a meal. Okay, and that's it for this week. We can't wait to talk to you again next week. We're not sure what we're going to be talking about, but that's okay. We'll find something that'll totally fit what you need. And until then, we want to make sure that you love your life now.